actually.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where it will certainly improve your sex life if you spend some time poking around our site, listening to our podcast, watching our podcast, our videos, our blogs, all that stuff. Your sex life will improve. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. And today's show is about casual sex, and we'll also be answering your emails with some very pertinent sex and relationship questions. And I have to mention our big Sex with Emily Spread the Love Valentine's Day contest launched tomorrow. We are giving away so many toys and so many cool presents and prizes that I literally need to move out of my office now because it's filled with prizes. We're going to be giving away, there's going to be lots of winners. And all you have to do to enter the contest is to follow us on Twitter, Sex with Emily, or Facebook, Sex with Emily, and retweet any of our tweets from February 1st to the 14th, and you will be entered to win the more you retweet or you reshare on Facebook. And you can go to our, it'll all be up on our website tomorrow, all the sponsors and all the gifts we're giving away. It's friggin' crazy.
Cool.
Hi, Menace. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
As a social media director of a company, of a major broadcasting company, I suggest for you tomorrow saying I'm giving out free sex toys and then just put the link with all the information.
Okay.
No need to feed people with all, oh, I'm doing all this Valentine's Day giveaways.
Just the link to my website that explains it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and
what
that's what you should do. And just an announcement, I'm doing that now. I'm a community manager, which means another social media director for a startup company that's on Monday. Yeah,
oh, that's
I'll share
so cool.
it with all you guys.
Sure,
yeah.
That's really cool. Well, so that's what we'll do. I'll run it past you first. But all I know is we've got tons of stuff to give away, and all we need your help is following us on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily, and retweeting and resharing, and you can win so many prizes. It's ridiculous. So also, I want to say Valentine's Day is coming up, so we've got some special shows coming up in the next 2 weeks. We've got guests. We've got reviews. We've got, like, what to do if you're single, what to do if you've got someone that you're with, what to do if you are, you know, if you want to play with sex toys or if you're single on Valentine's Day, whatever. We've got a million things.
And hello, we have Candy from Real Housewives Atlanta coming
on.
That's one of the guests.
Exactly, on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, we've got Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta, and you're going to hear that show, and it's going to be awesome. That's our free Friday show.
Yeah, it was really good.
And it was a great show. But some of my favorite things that we're giving away are the Jimmy Jane toys they're sending us. They make the most amazing products. And if you go to Jimmy Jane and you put in $25 off, you get $25 off purchases over $100 if you use coupon code Emily25 at checkout. And they've got this feature on their website because literally these are the toys that you would want to buy your girlfriend, your partner. They have the gift wizard. And the gift wizard tells you who's it's for, the price range, and the level of naughty and nice. And it picks out the present for you.
That's
really
cool.
So guys don't have to do all the work. So it is really cool. And yeah, we talked about casual sex today, emails. That's what I'm doing. And tonight is the big Sex with Emily party for all the workers, interns, you. There's going to be like 10 of us.
I'm afraid.
At my house. I was up late last night making Jello shots.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I thought they would be fun. And it's hard to do. Get all the Jello, get it mixed in, pour it in. But I have like 60 of them.
60?
60 Jello shots.
How many people are
gonna
be there?
7 bottles of wine. A whole new thing, a bottle of tequila, vodka, snacks, ordering Thai food. There'll be 10 people.
10 people? Okay. That's enough.
Is that good? 60, is that going to be enough?
Yeah, that's way more
I just want to make sure that everybody has a good time.
Yeah,
and we're going to shoot some videos. It's the, you know, I like it's the Sex with Emily reunion because it's interns who have come and gone, you know, who went on to other jobs and stuff. Some interns have stayed around and Menace and myself and my house is going to be a party house.
That's
and we're going to make some, we're going to make some videos.
What happened last time you guys had a party?
We had so much fun last time. One of our, we went a little crazy. We made a video. We were using Fire TV. I have a porn box with like 150,000 titles. So we watched porn. We actually made a video of this on the website, and we all guessed when the cum shot was going to happen. We all guessed like breasts, boobs, thighs, where he was going to do it, and then somebody won. So it was fun. It was us watching it, and we don't have to watch porn this time. We could do other things too.
I might feel uncomfortable.
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. But didn't you say there was a movie we should watch? Oh, if yeah, you can get the, everyone to relax, do you think everyone would sit and watch a movie?
Yeah, yeah. It's a comedy. It's hilarious.
That's so fun. We can sit around
drinking and have laughs. And
okay.
It's all about it has so many conversations in that movie that you and I already have.
I love hilarious. I've never heard of it, but I will totally go. We can watch a movie tonight. So I'm really, really excited about that.
And I believe that you're going to be like, bullshit, like yelling at the TV.
Okay, let's do it. Stuff. Then if you can think of some other fun things we could shoot and all that, we'll have pictures on our website and our Facebook page. So also, I think we have a new poll. Do you enjoy casual sex? Yes, I'm a man. No, I'm a man. Yes, I'm a woman. No, I'm a woman. That's what the answers are.
Okay.
Because we need to know if male, female. So do you enjoy casual sex? We're going to be talking more about the rules and etiquette around casual sex shortly. We've also got a little bit of sex in the news. And what else is new with you?
New with me? I'm really excited. Yeah, I finally got a call today. I'm totally confirmed for the Grammys. So I'm really excited about that. I have to give out like all my personal information to them, like my ID and stuff
background.
Like that, because you know, you're going to be hanging
out
with
stars.
Yeah,
you'd be crazy. Exactly. Can't be some lech.
So I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome.
And how about you?
How about me? Good. I've been planning for tonight, our big party. Uh-huh. And then I've got like work dinners this week and whatever. But this weekend, what am I doing this weekend? I feel like there was something fun that I was going to do. I can't remember. Nothing that exciting. Like I kind of got a date maybe. Hold on, I'm looking at my calendar. Nothing like crazy. Yeah, but tonight's going to be fun. Like I know, like I'm going to be hungover, and we're not doing a show tomorrow. Oh, we are doing a show tomorrow, and then we've got our show on Friday night on Extreme Talk 165 XM, which is very exciting. I have a birthday party on Saturday night for a friend of mine who it's like a goddess celebration with all these women coming around celebrating her. Sounds really fun, kind of a hippy dippy thing.
Oh, I talked to my buddy last night. I forgot about that.
Talk Which
to
buddy?
Him and see how he's doing. My best friend, he lives in Los Angeles.
Okay, what did he say?
He had a baby, and so we're just talking about, how's it having a baby and stuff like that. And we just went into the conversations. He's like, yeah, now because he was living in a condo with his wife,
right?
And you know, living the young, you know, 20 somethings, and now they have to look into buying a bigger place.
Right, exactly. That's what happens in a baby, right?
They only had a one-bedroom place.
Right.
And then he told me about his brother, and his brother already has two babies, and his brother's younger than him.
Oh, my God.
Now his brother had to go buy a house in another part of the Bay Area.
Right, because you can't live in the city if you have a baby. So that's stressful. So it's stressing you out because you feel like you got to get pumping out some babies.
This halfway. I just don't want to be – I don't want to be the old father that's out of touch and that has the really young like
I know
teenage
but you
kid,
just gotta start asking you know? People out
yeah true gotta do that
are you gonna do it
when I'm not busy
okay when you're not busy when the hell is that gonna happen your life is never not gonna get busy you said you just got another new job at some startup everyone if you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend have
like
you been making
jobs.
The effort have you been making the effort to go out and meet someone if you haven't told everyone that you're single if you haven't like been hitting on people, not in a lecherous way, but like in a, you know, you're not going to find anyone.
I just hope this happens one day. I'd be more comfortable if, you know, I was more like financially stable.
I know.
Felt like comfortable with what I was doing, you know? That's why I'm like
Jamaican. But do you have
like
room to make more money with your jobs?
With my current position, not really. I don't think so. I mean... I would just have to get a break doing a bigger role, like on a morning show or something like that. That would be it. But that's it. Man.
Okay. So then you need to get some more cash. I need to get more cash. And somehow, I don't know. Become a Friends with Benefits member. We love our Friends with Benefits members. You get 3 shows a week. You get special perks. So become a Friends with Benefits member now, ASAP.
But are we like a-holes for wanting to do more? Because there's so many – because I have friends in the Midwest and they don't get caught up in this – you know, coast life where no one's happy with what they're doing. They always
because
want
we need
more.
A lot
they
of
want...
money to make a living here, too, and we're artists.
The excess.
Right.
I have so many friends that are just happy, just living normal lives, working normal jobs, and they don't have to go, you know, invent the next big thing or anything.
But
like
you
that.
And I are very driven to create things and just for our own, just because we love them and we're passionate about it. And I do hope that book I read when I was 22, Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow. That was the first book I read after college. And I thought, okay, I'm going to find what I love. And it took me all these years till I did Sex with Emily 7 years ago to find what I love. And I love it. And the money is not coming yet, but hopefully it will come.
I believe it will.
You believe that your passion, it will lead to paying for your rent. That's what they said in the book. So I'm just hoping that happens. Okay. I've got some sex in the news.
Okay.
Not a lot of celebrity stuff. So you might have to add that in if you heard
I watched
anything.
The Kardashian final last night.
Oh, what'd you think of the Kardashian final?
I just thought it was kind of
lame. The ending.
The ending. I thought
they're driving in the car.
Yeah. I thought that could have been done a little bit better because that didn't air till way after the news already broke that they.
Right.
They could have, like, re-edited or something
totally,
like that.
Totally, exactly.
Or at least went back to Kim and had, you know.
Post-interviews or whatever.
Yeah, post-interview and said, you know, what happened.
Yeah, but you could – so obviously.
Like an after show.
I can't believe
like
she lasted 72 days with him. He just seems awful. Do you think he seems awful? He just seems immature to me, really
he's
immature.
Very immature.
Not emotionally evolved at all.
No.
Like, very, like, Midwestern kid who left and got caught up in the shiny lights.
Yeah, he's very ogre-ish.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And I kind of got obsessed with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion last night and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Did you watch that?
I watched a little bit of that.
That was crazy. They all fight. They're all fighting. I don't even get it. Yeah. And they all look alike and they're fighting about.
Yeah. In the beginning, they all looked alike to me. But now I can
but
tell
now you got it. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I've been watching a lot of
Who's
TV.
Who's your favorite character?
I don't have a real favorite character on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. No. Do you?
I like Madorf. If I,
Madoff,
sorry, yeah. Madoff.
Or whatever her name is. Not Madoff, Bernie Madoff. Maloof.
Maloof. Yeah, I like her. Because I think she's like kind of the real deal.
Yeah.
You know?
She
doesn't even put on a front. She's like part owner of the Palms, you know?
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't have to deal with you people.
Exactly. No, I don't even know why they do it. If they have so much money, why they do it? Just for fame.
Yeah, probably. Because they're, you know. You could have, like, everything in the world and still be bored, you
That's
know?
True. That's true. So that's why, you know, we might have all the money we want, but at least our lives are interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think you can dance rapist is sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Now, what is this?
Alex Da Silva, the slimy So You Can Think You Can Dance choreographer, has been sent to prison for raping a former dance student and assaulting another one. So he works – he's, like, the choreographer for So You Think You Can Dance, which my parents love that show.
He was, yeah. They got rid of him. He hasn't been on, I think, the past 2 seasons.
Okay, that's good.
But it's so weird because he was like such a main.
Was he a main character in the show?
He was like
they
one...
bring out the choreographer and stuff.
It was him and like one other choreographer, who's called Little Mama, who were like the main ones,
right?
And then, well, there's JC Chazé, who was from NSYNC, but he was like really the most outspoken one. And I was shocked when I found out about all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is crazy. So he raped a student and a. Assaulting another one, yeah. People gotta be careful.
What an idiot. You're like semi-famous. You're on a
I know,
very popular
I know, but I wonder if it
show.
Happened before he became famous.
Maybe. And then that's usually when all the dirt comes out.
Exactly.
You know?
Just wait. Okay, there's a new law on porn and condoms. See, this is good. We're not too famous. We're not famous.
Yeah.
And all of our stuff's gonna come out. I've got some stuff. New law on porn and condoms. Last week, the Los Angeles City Council approved a city ordinance that requires the use of condoms on adult movie sets. So this has been going on and on. Like, should they not have condoms? Should they have condoms? Because they're saying if they get tested, they don't necessarily need the condoms. But now they're saying they need condoms. So that's good. Everyone should use condoms. We're giving away some condoms, too, in our little gift Valentine's Day contest from Lifestyles.
Did you say you got like a couple hundred?
Thousand.
Thousand?
Do you want some?
Oh, my God. I want to take a picture of a thousand
Come over.
Condoms.
Come over. Come to the office. Okay, studies show that vegetarians are more likely to enjoy giving oral sex, which is ironic, sticking a big piece of meat in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But a recent study conducted by dating site OkCupid revealed that the odds of a person enjoying giving oral sex increases if that person is a vegetarian. I don't know what that means.
What?
I don't know. If you're a vegetarian, you're more open to giving oral sex.
That's
so if
cool.
you're looking for someone who wants to go downtown, then find out if they're vegetarian. That's what this says to me.
I got to hang out with some more vegetarians.
Exactly. I've got a lot of vegetarian friends. Seems like a lonely life, a sad life. I miss chicken. I love chicken. I want chicken.
Wow. I did date a vegetarian for a while.
And?
She was pretty good at fellatio.
Was she?
Yeah.
What made it good?
She wasn't just she wasn't too soft and she wasn't too hard. She just, you know.
Just right.
Just right. Just perfect.
Hmm. Yeah. Love it. I'm
trying to think if there was any other vegetarians. No. Only day to
one. We're reminiscing about blowjobs. What?
I know. I was like, damn.
How about that? Damn, that was a good one.
And the worst ones weren't vegetarians.
Right, exactly. Okay, there's a sex poster banned from the library. A sex coach has complained after a poster advertising one of her workshops was banned from the central library. So Marisol Blaza, 31, was told she could not advertise her class Discovering Yourself, Masturbation, and Female Genitalia because children might see it. So I think this was in New York. That's what I got for Sex in the News.
Oh, you know what I got? I read off Gawker.
What? I love Gawker.
I love it too. I follow them on Twitter. I get a lot of stories from them. And they're calling him the father of the year. This guy in Arizona, actually, he's a stepdad to this teenage girl. And somehow he found out there was nude photos of the girl on her cell phone. So to teach her a lesson, he mass texted the photo to everybody on her contact list.
The dad did?
To shame her, yeah.
What an idiot.
And he's not even getting in trouble for it, apparently.
How old is his daughter?
Teenage daughter.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Naked photo?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it's Arizona, so that's probably why he's not getting busted. If you did that here, oh, my God, they would burn you at the stake.
Because Arizona's crazy.
Yeah,
but
Arizona is one of the craziest states.
But that's bad. He should have a talk with his daughter. You don't go in the phone and send the picture. But that would teach
her
a lesson.
Yeah.
That's mortifying.
Yeah.
I'd be so embarrassed, especially at that age, like 15 or something, and your dad's sitting around naked pictures of you. That's kind of creepy.
They said there was like 45 contacts on the phone.
Okay. See, mine has like 5,000. That would be bad. I'm glad my dad didn't find any pictures of me. Okay. So that's crazy. Anything else on the interweb that we need to know about?
No, but I am excited for the Chloe and Lamar show.
When does it launch?
I think it's like right away. Because, you know, one
Kardashian ends, another one. I think it starts this week.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because, I mean, all the promos actually shows a little bit of conflict because the first season, it was all in the honeymoon phase.
Right, like, of course.
They're all lovey-dovey and everything's all great. And what's cool is I want to see the transition also from them moving from L.A. to Dallas and see how that is.
Right. Is that what they're showing now?
Like in the promos, and stuff
right.
Like that.
Okay.
And because – I mean, Chloe's more open to moving. That was a big deal for Kim. Like, she didn't want to move anywhere.
Right.
She didn't want anybody to move into her, like, space right. and stuff like that.
I saw that. He was like, Chris was like, I'm going to send stuff to your house. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not cool. She wasn't ready for marriage to him. So, yeah, I did see the Chloe and Lamar, the previews, and that'll be good. And then Bethany Ever After is her second year of marriage, which apparently their advertising is more challenging too.
All I heard was they keep on playing his penis has cobwebs.
Yeah, I saw that too. She says his penis has cobwebs.
That's
a bummer. I know.
Imagine
that's a bummer.
Like 1,000 times a day. Like when we met Candy, like if there's a soundbite. Like, that soundbite just gets run, like,
right.
all day long.
How is our sound? Do we have a soundbite for her?
Oh, her soundbite is Candy Coated Nights.
Right.
Her show. Because there's a soundbite where she has her guests. There's, like, five people standing in a row, and they all say it that way. And it's kept on running and running and running.
Wow,
so every time, every time somebody says Candy, yeah, they say Candy Coated Nights.
That's so funny. Yeah. I didn't miss that because I just started watching television. Okay, we've got some emails from the people.
Good. What do you got?
I've got, hi, Emily. My question for you is it normal for guys not to last long? My boyfriend is really quick in bed. Is it me? And what can help that? We tried pills and sprays and nothing seems to work. Sarah from Bradford, Ontario. We've gotten a lot of questions lately about men lasting. I mean, we always get questions about men lasting longer, but I have to say that the most important thing you could do is there's a great book called The Multi-Orgasmic Man. You can get it on Amazon. And it really helps men with premature ejaculation. It's normal. You're asking me if it's normal. Like in sex, I think that's like normal. But this is a common question we get asked that guys don't ask that long. And it's last that long. And it's just a multitude of reasons why. It could be because of, you know, upbringing. It could be feelings of shame around sex. It could be that he's used to masturbating and he thinks he has to get over really quick. It could be stress. It could be anxiety. It could be this fear that he's going to premature ejaculate, and then he mm-hmm. does. Like, it's like, can be a lot of it can be psychological. But one of the most important things to do is to practice through masturbation. So you can, like, this book will teach you that, the stop and the start method. Kegel exercises really help men. Like, doctors prescribe this. You could download my app Kegel Camp from the iTunes store, and it sets a timer every day that you can do your Kegel exercises, and you do the stop and start method and slow set and practice some slow sex. But we've talked a lot about this in the show.
Yeah, in your voice. In a sexy voice.
My sexy voice walks you through Kegel Camp.
Yes.
And
download it.
I would say that there are that I'm glad you're writing about this. It's not you. She asks if it's me. Because a lot of women might think it's me. It's, you know, it's nothing that you're doing. It's something that he needs to deal with. And a lot of men don't want to deal with it because it's a complicated process. It doesn't happen overnight, but you got
to
deal with
it. He needs to masturbate a lot. Build up his tolerance.
No, but see, sometimes it doesn't work. But he does. Masturbation does help. But what they tell you to do is this: masturbate to the point where you're about to have an orgasm, and then you don't. And then you start again, and then you don't. And then you practice reaching – you practice recognizing that point of no return when you're about to have an orgasm. So then during sex, you can pull back when that's going to happen. That's the whole trick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I don't have a penis right now. Okay, Emily, I'm listening to you on Stitcher on my BlackBerry. I love watching porn. We love Stitcher. I love watching porn, but I have to watch it by myself. I don't have a partner, and I do believe in the G-spot, and even a man has a G-spot, and it's a lot better than a regular orgasm when you have a G-spot orgasm. But how can I get women? I've tried the internet dating spot, and they've only found matches that are not local. So I'm resorted to masturbation. I'm desperately seeking a vagina. Cordially yours, Byron from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm so glad you're listening on Stitcher. We love Stitcher. Okay. So you don't have a partner. You leave in the G-spot.
Well,
and
first off, I have an idea.
What?
He has to get off of BlackBerry. They said, we did that test.
Yes, that more people get laid with an iPhone.
Yeah.
And you can just do more. BlackBerry, I get it. People are attached to the keyboard. Mm-hmm. I went through that where I did not want to get – didn't you used to have a BlackBerry? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You get used to that. You just do. You don't think about the keyboard anymore.
And why am I saying this? You need to get an iPhone because they have this other thing that they've been advertising everywhere, and apparently it's doing really well. It's called How About We?
I've heard of it. What is that? Okay, right.
It's the geolocating. It's like the Grindr.
It's like the Grindr app. Right. You can find someone local just to get together with at that moment. How About We is a good app to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that you're still masturbating, but you I think you need to find some other sites that work for you locally if they're matching you with the out-of-towners, and you need to take a class that you're interested in. Again, I hate saying this because it all sounds so cliche, but I'm going to be honest. Take a class that interests you. Sign up for, like, night school. Take a course on, you know, wine tasting class. Take a, you know, join some kind of league. I mean, places where you'll meet women, and you have to infuse your life with those kinds of activities. You can't just sit on your couch, like, masturbating and bemoaning the fact that you don't have a woman if you're not trying to find one.
Yeah, and get an iPhone, man.
Get
off that BlackBerry.
Exactly.
You don't see people getting laid with the BlackBerry. This is – if you walk down the street, you'll find a billion chicks playing with an iPhone, and then here's the instant in. Hey, is there any apps you recommend? I just got my iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Boom. There you go. Conversation.
Everyone needs to get an iPhone.
Sorry to bother you. Do you recommend any apps? I just got my iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I asked you that, but I didn't do it to get, you know. Okay, now we're going to move into our topic.
All right, what's the topic?
Okay, our topic is casual sex etiquette. Casual sex can sometimes be considered like Sunday morning regrets. However, it depends on if you feel like you're really ready to have sex with someone. And so it depends on what you're comfortable with. If you enjoy having casual sex and find it pleasurable, then go for it as long as you're safe. If you feel bad after having casual sex, make an effort to get to know someone better before getting intimate. But if you are going to engage in casual sex, which seems to be more common these days, right? People hooking up through wherever. Here's some etiquette for casual sex. You like casual sex, right? I think you prefer casual sex.
Yeah.
Right?
It's way better than...
Committed sex
because it costs less money.
Right, because it's like booty calls.
And it takes up less time.
Right.
Yeah, casual sex is booty calls.
Right. So do not feel pressure to do anything that you don't want to do. It's all about you and your pleasure. So don't, if you're with someone for the first time, don't feel like I got to do it all or whatever. It might not happen again. Have fun, but you don't really know this person if it's casual and it's new. I'm just saying if it's new, but if it's someone you already like, again, don't feel pressured. But it is – the good thing about casual sex, when you're not totally emotionally attached to someone, it can be a good time to try out new things. It can be a good time to, like, live out a fantasy And it might having sex with a stranger may allow you to explore fantasies that you might feel reluctant to initiate in a relationship. So it might be like you're having casual sex with this guy, you're not emotionally attached, but you can practice some other things.
Hmm.
What do you think about that? Or do you feel like you don't feel as safe with someone?
No, no. It's just kind of harder for a man though.
To what? To try those things with someone?
Yeah, yeah.
But she might be down because she's like, oh, it's casual. I can tell Menace is kind of a player.
What? No. I'm a sweetheart.
Yeah, but you can still be a player. never apologize.
You are the player in the room.
Why do you think I'm a player?
Because you are. You will never, ever commit.
Yes, I will. Never apologize for your performance. That is okay. The worst thing you can do, whether you're having casual sex or committed sex. You're assuming your performance was bad and the other person isn't satisfied, and it tells that person that you have a low sexual confidence.
What? Yeah, but sometimes you know you did a bad performance.
Yeah, but what are you going to say?
But doesn't that, like, you know you did a bad performance.
What's the bad performance?
Obviously,
you premature ejaculated?
Yeah, you're just too quick.
You just be like, oops.
Oops.
Oh, that hasn't happened in a while. But don't apologize.
Really. I'll do better next time.
I'll do better next time. You can say that. But don't apologize.
Okay,
say next
good.
Time I'll be much better.
I was just very excited to be with you for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we all believe. But then when it happens over and over again, we know that there's a problem. Like the guy I dated for 2 years who was a premature ejaculator, and that was a big problem. If you have a great time with a person and you want to see them again, ask them for breakfast or get their phone number. Some relationships actually do begin with casual sex. I think a lot of relationships begin with casual sex.
Yeah.
A lot of mine I have. I mean, that's how it is. It's casual sex until you're committed. But don't expect for them to take you up on your offer, even if you think you had a strong connection. So they might be like, no to breakfast, no to like the phone number. I mean, they could say, I don't want your phone number. I mean, it might just be a one-night stand if it's casual. And that's always a bummer.
Yeah, there's a new television show just based on that.
On casual sex?
It's on MTV. It's called I Just Want My Pants Back. And this guy, like, I don't know, I guess the premise is he has a one-night stand with this chick. No, he keeps on having casual sex with this one chick, but she doesn't give up any of her information, like her phone number or anything.
Oh,
like
really?
That. And then he goes, oh, can I have your number? And then the next scene that shows, like, he's calling to get talk to her, and he's calling, like, a Chinese restaurant or something like that.
Oh, my God, she gave him the wrong number. That's so funny. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you might not want – it might just be casual sex, and you know – like, I have a friend who went away on vacation with a bunch of our friends, met this guy in Mexico. They were all in Mexico for Thanksgiving, and she hooked up with this guy all week long, like, for 6 days. They had this amazing thing, and he's like, I'm not a committer, blah, blah, blah. And she hasn't really heard from him since, and she tried to reach out to him, or he reached out to her, and he's like, we'll get together. And then she ran into him, but he's not interested. Like, basically, he was interested in the 6 days on vacation, but he has not made an effort, and he lives, like, right in the Bay Area. So she's kind of bummed, but she knew that he told her. He's like, I'm not that into commitment, and
I'm here.
It's sort of
I'm
sad.
I'm just here to take you to Pound Town, lady.
I'm taking you to Pound Town. Okay.
We haven't said Pound Town in, like, a couple shows.
I know. I love Pound Town. Taking you to Pound Town. If you have no intention of seeing the other person, don't ask for their number. This is my pet peeve. Yeah, it's so true. The guys are like, can I get your number? Or girls, can I get your number? And then you don't use it. Don't ask if you think you're not going to want to see this person again. But it's always polite to ask because do you really know right after if you're not interested? I guess you do sometimes if the sex is bad enough.
Kind of.
Have you slept with people and not asked for their number?
No, never that.
Oh. Because you usually probably have their number to get them to your house in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never go and meet people at bars and, like, take them home
right.
and stuff like that.
I never did that either. I never really did that. I mean, I must have done it once, but I don't think – nothing
I
can remember.
I think they just do that in the movies.
Yeah, in the movies. But it's not safe because if you have no intention of seeing the other person, don't ask for them. But also be safe. Always wear a condom even if she's on birth control and she's like, that's cool. I'm on the pill. It's not cool. She could have a sexually transmitted disease. You should definitely use a condom during casual sex 100% of the time. Not even, like – one in a few, 100%.
And you can give her a baby too. You know, on top of all that.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be even worse than
she
a
says she's
harassment.
Pregnant, but really she wants a baby. So be careful with that. Tell the person what you want. You don't know what the person likes or what their turn-ons are. You probably have only one night with them. Make it count by asking for what they like.
Yeah, go all in.
Do you think as long as you're there, like if you – like would you take more risks if you were having casual sex with someone that you just like knew – that you just met? I don't know. It's kind of a good time.
If I was really into them.
Right.
Unless,
you'd be like,
or
what do
I
you like?
Wanna,
otherwise, you,
know, you
don't care. You're like, this is what I like.
Or I just want to, you know, just get my score up.
Right, exactly. Now, do you perform oral sex on this kind of thing, on a casual sex?
Hell no.
No? Some people do.
I mean, women can if they want to.
Right, of course. Do you cuddle?
Yeah. You can cuddle. If you're into them.
I always want to cuddle. I don't care who it is. Even if I don't like them, we had sex, I want to cuddle. Even if it was bad sex, I want to cuddle. I love the cuddling. The cuddling is – sex is a vehicle to get to cuddling.
That might be like turn
I got
off
a dog.
Scared.
I'm kidding. I'm not all over them. I'm not all over the people. They don't see that I want to cuddle, but I really want to cuddle. I love cuddling.
Oh, my God. Has your dog jumped in bed with you?
Yes.
That's so gross.
I know. My dog is taking a hiatus right now. She's with the baby daddy.
Really?
Yeah. For like a week or two. I needed a break.
Or 3 or 4.
I needed
or
a
five.
Break. It's been 2 weeks. No, it's been a week. And I think it's
is
been a really good
still
thing.
Still covered in dog hair. I hate.
Including me.
I hate that.
I know.
I hate that. Like if I go hang out with a chick.
Oh, no.
And like everything
You're coming
is dog
over
hair.
My house tonight. It's not dog hair everywhere. And
you're like Cars has dog hair all over it.
My car does.
House
my car does.
Has dog hair.
Okay, fine. I'm not driving you
and
to my house tonight.
No, I need you to drive me. I don't have my car.
Can you come to my office?
What, right now?
No,
oh, because you really don't want to pick me up. That's
well,
why
I would
I don't
do,
offer.
But I,
he always offered to pick
no,
me up.
No,
and then
no,
when
no,
it comes
no, no. I'll
time,
pick you up, but it's can you meet me halfway? Can you walk?
When it comes time to pick me up, you always goes, oh, can you get a cab?
I will pick you up, but. Can you help me? We'll talk about this later. Tonight is our intern sex tour, intern party.
Emily is, oh my God, you always offer, but you never really
just
want
because
to.
It's
Don't
far.
Offer. It's not far. We live in the same city. The city is 7 by 7 miles.
I'm just saying
miles.
To go to your house with all the interns in my car already if you can meet. We'll work
See,
this,
this
out.
This is how we're different because if you were like stuck in LA, I would drive to LA and go pick you up.
Okay, I'll come pick you up.
You wouldn't do that. You'd be like, oh, I'll
I'm just
I'll
saying,
send
where are
you
going to be
dollars.
At 5? Maybe you'll be, I'll pick you up. Done. You're being picked up tonight because we're having a raging party
no, maybe I don't
with
want
jello
you to
shots.
Pick me up now.
No, I'm totally picking. Can't wait to pick you up. Okay, is there anything else I have to say? That's what we got for you today, casual
yeah.
sex. We've got some lots of things going on. We love everybody. We are excited
Keep
for the Valentine's
emailing.
Day contest. Keep emailing us, feedback@sexwithemily.com. We want to answer your questions. We want to help you. You can always leave us a message at 415-992-7392. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. Menace is a white menace. And we love you, mean it. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.